heard worldwide at KUVO.org. A proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to The Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, here to get you up to take a ride with me on The Gospel Train. That's right here from the Koval Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209 ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train leaves out at every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Denver Open Media, 92.9 FM. And you can always check us out 24-7. That's during the week online at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, as the season changes, all things must change, and there are changes happening at KUVO, but we want to assure you that we are still committed in serving our community. We love you, and we truly, truly appreciate your always listening and your support. So we have a special guest that's going to ride with us today, Kathy Cousins, who's going to ride on the train with us today. She is going to be in our lovely town performing next week, and we're going to tell you all about it here in Piney Creek at the Event Center. So we'll tell you more about that coming up. But to get the train started, we got a little Lee Williams clergyman choir and a little Aretha Franklin to get us started. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh, death, you told it to get back. Hey, ooh, 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 ooh. Oh my,
another blessing.
Ooh, ooh, another blessing.
Ooh,
ooh,
another blessing.
Oh, ooh,
another blessing.
Lou Williams
sang, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. All wide open, he always welcomed you. I've been blessed in so many ways. I just want to lift my hand and give God.
I can't begin to tell you how many times the good Lord has blessed me. I have way too many blessings to count. Just know that it's a large amount. Like a boxer, I should have been down for the count, but I'm a fighter, so I couldn't stay down for that count. So I got up and God blessed me. Blessed me to see another sunshine. Blessed me to see another moonlight. And he told me it was my time to shine. So I'm shining. Here I am on my grind, just loving life. Blessed with wonderful friends, a beautiful daughter, and a lovely wife, y'all. I'm blessed. Blessed to be stressed, ain't got time for that mess. I thank God for all my tests, my trials, my tribulation. I thank God for his mercy and his salvation. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
You made a way.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. You've been good.
Another blessing.
I did all
truly been good to me, Lord, and I love you so much, and I appreciate everything, everything that you've done for me, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Don't worry. Just remember these three words. It is well. Woo! Turn your radio up right here. Come on, clergyman. I've been through it all. I have suffered. And friends, they let me down. Even loved ones. Say, I'm so glad, ladies. Come on, fellas. It is well. Woo! If you believe that it is well in your life right now where you are, give God a praise and turn that radio up some more. Let's sing it again. I've been through it all. Come on, Stefan.
May be tried, I can tell you I won't hide. because the footprints show you are by my side. You can lie.
Oh, you're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train. And as I mentioned earlier, we have Kathy Cousin that's going to be riding on the train with us. He's going to be coming up shortly. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. I got Dr. F. James Clark coming up and a couple of great other songs. And then we're going to have Kathy give us a little information about how she has arrived here and how she's coming up here in Denver next week, right here. Remember, you heard it first, right here on the Gospel Train.
I waited. you have.
God's been good to me.
God's been good to me.
God's been good to me.
It keeps on.
Great things.
Great things.
You got great things.
Great things.
In store for you.
In store for you.
Heard it first right here on the Gospel Train. That's none other than Ellen Hayes' new one, We Owe It All to You. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we have our special guest, Kathy Cousins, on the line. She is riding on the Gospel Train with us today. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning to you, Deborah. Feels great to be on that gospel train.
Well, we love having you here, I'm telling you, because I want you to tell us all about what's going to be happening next week. When you come here, you're going to be giving your show, and I want to hear all about the great musicians that you have.
Well, I've been invited to perform at the Piney Creek Event Center, and I understand it's a wonderful venue. And
beautiful.
This will be my, sixth or seventh time coming through Denver in performance over the years. I have a fabulous band in Denver, and I've played with these guys all over the state of Colorado. It happens to be the one and only Eric Gunnison on piano, and Mark Simon on bass, and we have a drummer that I've never worked with before. His name is Harold Sumi, and I understand this man is brilliant. I've played with Mark and Eric twice in Aspen at the Aspen Jazz Snowmass Festival.
Okay.
I've been a guest artist at the University of Denver School of Music a couple of times, and I've played with those guys. I've played in Glenwood Springs. I've played at colleges and universities all the way from Gunnison, Colorado to Adams, I think it's Adams State or Adams College. I've been all over the state.
Praise God.
Love Colorado.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, we love you here because you keep coming back.
Well, the lineup of the show, I'm doing a show based on a lot of material that I've recorded over the last several years, including my brand new single that's out as a collaboration with the famous smooth jazz pianist. He's kind of a cross between Joe Sample and Bob James. His name is Eric Gunnison. I'm sorry, his name is Bob Baldwin.
Oh, okay.
And Bob Baldwin and I wrote a tune called Let's Rewind. And just everything I've done and recorded probably since 2011, I've had six albums and a plethora of singles on the charts and on the airwaves. And some of my material will come from the Ladies of Cool album, which was featured on KUVO in March of 2012, I believe, for Women's History Month. That album was Album of the Month.
Congratulations.
And it's an homage to the West Coast Cool movement that was famous in the 1950s and 60s.
Okay.
And so I'm doing a few songs off of that album. And then everything else will come off of my Uncovered Soul album, a couple of other albums that I put out. I'm doing basically a smorgasbord, if you will, a little of this and a little of that, and some material that I've written that has not yet been recorded.
Okay.
And I'm also a visual artist. I paint. And I'll be painting from the stage. I'll bring a canvas with me, and I'll let the guys play a song, and I'll stand off the side of the stage, and I'll do an improvisational solo on canvas,
which
I've been doing that for years, and people tend to like that. So I'll bring a canvas and a handful of paints with me. It'll be a limited color palette, but nonetheless, it will happen.
Well, that's great. So, you know, I know that you're living in Detroit. So tell us a little bit about yourself and coming up in Detroit and how you into this magical world of music.
Born and raised in the city of Detroit, never left. And when I was coming up, my father was a pretty famous men's clothier. And actually was famous worldwide. And people that lived in the city and lived outside of the city and even outside of the country knew of his famous clothing store. It was called Cousins Clothes. It was men's clothing store. And they would flock to that store. It was in downtown Detroit. And all the Motown artists, including Berry Gordy, the president of Motown Records, would shop there on a regular basis. Aretha Franklin's father, the Reverend Franklin, was one of my dad's closest friends and best customers. And they all came to that store, and I worked there when I was, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old doing menial work, but I would see the likes of all these entertainers walk through the doors. And they would, you know, my father designed all those suits that the Temptations and the Four Tops, remember they all had those phenomenal matching suits. And my father, you know, was famous for those shark skin suits and these full length cashmere coats. And they all came to the store. And so when I was at the shop, I met Marvin Gaye, I met Diana Ross, I met the Reverend Franklin, I met Aretha Franklin, I met all of these folks. And it really didn't register until I was much older.
Right.
And somehow, I think just being around the entertainers and hanging out and working in my dad's store, I think it got into my blood on some subconscious level. And as I got older, I started getting into the entertainment industry, first as working for a couple of music publications, and then later on, you know, as a singer, and then as a songwriter. And then my first real gig was as a background vocalist for Michael Henderson, who just passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And yeah, I worked with Michael, and then I worked with Was Not Was, and Don Was went on to be the president of Blue Note Records, and I did a lot of projects for Don. All these various things. So it just stuck
kind
with
of
me.
Evolved, huh?
It evolved.
Right.
It evolved, and eventually I became a songwriter and a vocalist, and I started writing a lot of my own material. And my first full-length jazz album was released in 1996.
Wow.
And then from there was another album in 2002, and then I had another album in 2006, and then another one
and
in
2011,
and another one in another in 2013, until I came full circle in 2018 to my last album, Uncovered Soul, which took me back to my R&B roots.
Okay.
So I call it a soul-infused jazz release. And I collaborated with Kamau Kenyatta, who was the producer for Gregory Porter at the time. And that album did incredibly well. And after that album was released, I started doing singles.
Yes.
And I think 9 singles have been released, and I've done incredibly well with these singles, both on the UK soul chart and on the Indie Soul Top 30. So,
well, great.
Congratulations. That's, there you go. That brings
so
you up
me,
to now.
So tell me, who is your favorite artist in Colorado?
None other than Diane Reeves, forever and a day. Since I cut my teeth on 4 vocalists when I started singing, and that would be Diane Reeves, Phyllis Hyman, Patty Austin, and Marlena Shaw. And
great
Diane
choices.
Reeves stuck with me all these years, and I've had hundreds of interviews, including on KUVO over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody will say, well, who's your favorite vocalist? Well, Diane Reeves, I mean, she just blows me away. She encompasses
she's very talented.
Yeah, and she's encompasses all forms of genres. And as a matter of fact, one of her musicians and I have toured together. One of her old bassists and one of her old drummers, Eric Harland, and Ruben Rogers, her bass player, and I have worked together, you know, both on and off the road. So if I could ever meet this woman, I bow down to her. So there you go.
Well, let's not go that far, but
oh no, she's a genius
in
my
she
world.
Is. Yes,
there's nobody like her.
She's very, very talented. Okay, so getting back to this week. What is, and this is my last question, because I'd like to play one of your songs, but what is it that you can say to the community out here in Denver, my community, that will continue to inspire them and motivate them and to bring them out to your show this week?
Oh, my. Well, what can I say to your community? Keep tuning into the likes of the presenters on KUVO and give radio station support when they do their big fundraisers twice a year. We just finished ours here in Detroit on WDET. And please go out and support live music. It's so important to us artists to have good audience attendance. And my show next Saturday evening will be just a nice melange, if you will, of songs that I've recorded and have done very well on radio. And when I get a chance to perform them live, it's very, very special because then I make a personal connection with people in the audience. And performing these songs live is really a different experience than just hearing them on the radio. So I hope to see many of you turn out. It's at the Piney Creek Event Center, and Miss Deborah can give you information on the address and the time.
Right, 15352 East Ida Drive in Centennial. And that's going to be October 1st. That's right. I think it starts at 7 o'clock.
October the 1st, and I believe that the ticket price will include food. And I believe the ticket prices were just reduced, actually.
Right. So they could check it out online, or, of course, they can give Bernard Wesley a call at 303-704-2974. That's Bernard Wesley, 303-704-2974. So we're going to play from A to B, and I would like for you, Kathy, to introduce it.
This is a reimagination of my song A to B, which comes pretty close to gospel. It's an autobiography about my own life, how to get from one place to the next by looking up to the heavens and channeling ancestors that come before you and the Almighty Spirit that gets you on a path. And From A to B is a reimagination of A to B, and it's a little edgier and a little different. And thank you so much for having me on your show today.
God bless you. And we look forward to seeing you. That's next Saturday, October 1st, at the Piney Creek Event Center.
Thank you, Deborah.
God bless.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a little lost, but I'm a survivor, no matter the cost. Mm-hmm. No matter the cost. Those who came before me had so much to say. I listened to their stories as I tried to find my way. With all the miles behind me and many more to go, I still hear their voices and it brightens up my soul. I'm just trying to get from A to B. Nobody ever told me it don't come easily. If I ask for inspiration, please shine a light on me. I'm just trying to get from A to B. Don't try to be impatient, says a whisper in my head. When you trust your good intentions, you'll be better off instead. So I take a look around me. It ain't as hard as it seems. Each and every day I'm thankful for following my dreams. Oh, trying to get from A to B. Nobody ever told me it don't come easily. If I ask for inspiration, please shine a light on me. I'm just trying to get from me. Nobody ever told me it don't come easily. If I ask for inspiration, please shine a light on me. Shine a light. Oh, I'm just trying to get from A to B.
Remember, you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train. That's none other than Kathy Cousins. And, of course, you can always go online. That's KathyCousins.com, KathyCousins.com. And that's next week she will be at the Piney Creek Event Center. So give Bernard Wesley a call. And, of course, he will probably... bless you with something. You never, never know. He's at 303-704-2974. That's 303-704-2974. Check it out. We got more great gospel music coming to you. Here's none other than the Strong Tower Church with Arise.
And shine for your life. It's risen among us.
It's risen among us.
Through across the globe.
You're locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. I want to remind you that today is the last day of Song of My Heart featuring Linda Stiles. Ivory is producing this. It'll be at 7 o'clock p.m. tonight. You want to miss it because they've been on for the last 3 weeks, and I'm telling you, it's a tribute to the iconic ladies. You gotta do it. It's at 1601 Arapahoe in Denver. Give them a call at 303-293-0075. It's going to be a great, great performance. They have she's going to be doing Phyllis Hyman, Anita Baker, Gladys Knight, and I'm telling you, Linda Stiles is one Denver performer that can really, really perform all of them. So join Ron Ivory, Linda Stiles tonight at the Clock Tower Cabaret at 7 o'clock p.m. is the showtime. Doors will open at 6:30. That's 1601 Arapahoe Street right here in Denver. Give them a call. 303-293-0075. Also, I remind you that Violins for Victory, featuring Dominic Hammond, that's the Breast Cancer Stars 7th Annual Black Tie Event, is Saturday, October 15th. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. That's at the Doubletree Hotel by Hilton. 303-704-2958. Give them a call. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you right after this.
Edit at River North is offering a high-rise apartment homes in Denver's Rhino Arts District, providing amenity spaces, a rooftop dog park, and more near light rail, breweries, local restaurants, bars, coffee shops, and art galleries. To schedule a tour, 720-704-3340 or edit at rivernorth.com.
Where music meets community, KUVO.
Yeah! For good news in a different musical idiom, you can come to St. Paul's in downtown Denver on the corner of 16th and Grant for the second Saturday Jazz Vespers, September 10th at 6 p.m. This month's musical guest, the Max Wagner Trio. For more information, go to stpauldenver.org.
Thanks to our members, KUVO's High School Collegiate Series is possible. Their donations support aspiring young musicians through live performance opportunities. Young musicians across Colorado are grateful for KUVO members like you.
Listen anytime, anywhere on the KUVO app or at KUVO.org.
Well, it's about that time for us to get back to the station. Thank you so much for joining us on the Gospel Train. Go with God in all of your ways. I love you, and I thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have Pastor Mike Jr. take us home with the impossible. You know, God, if only you believe and have that faith, he can do impossible things in your life. God bless you. I'll see you next week.
You did the impossible. Impossible, you did the impossible.
Impossible. Hopeless.
Hopeless and confused.
I got questions, but I
still know you're able. This current situation is testing my faith.
Who would come and
save me?
My family's leaning on me.
I've had to be strong for everybody else.
But I'm praying, can you please help me?
Say, do it yourself.
If I could, I would, but I can't.
I need you.
I need you.
Save me.
So we call on
you.
He provides for me.
Shield.
He blocked it.
Will.
In the middle of your testimony will be that
he did the impossible. Impossible.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsels guide, uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God be with you till we meet again. Till we
listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.